Welcome, 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 Wahoo fans, to this week's edition of The Lockdown featuring T. Cub and the Ball Hawk. Uh-huh. Hawk, brother, it is spring football time. Man, what are you most looking forward to?
Well, you know, first of all, Cub, with all due respect to the old regime, it is a game now. Coach Elliott has renamed it to the Blue and White game. So I'm looking forward to the defense, man. What Coach Roy going to do? How we're going to look up front, and especially in the secondary. But I say up front because being a former DB like yourself, not to the caliber of you, but you know, if the big boys could get home, it makes the job for the guys on the back end that much easier. So, of course, I'm ready to see how the secondary can fare versus what we have on offense.
Yeah, dude. Look, we both were at a scrimmage a couple of weeks ago, Black Alumni Weekend, and what I saw, bro, I saw some speed. I saw some penetration. I saw some physicality. Mm-hmm. I saw a whole lot of energy and folks having a lot of fun on the defensive side of the rock.
I definitely saw that. I'm with you, Cub. And the thing about it is you see guys like Chico being healthy and playing. We know what Nick Jackson brings to the table. We know what Gucci Man, AJ, Anthony Johnson brings to the table. But it's the guys that a lot of people have question marks about, just seeing them around the football playing fast. So it's going to be interesting to see during the spring game how those guys elevate their games when the refs are there and the crowd is present. Well, the refs been there, but with a crowd present.
Right, right. And so what I did, like, bro, I'm like you. I saw Chico Bennett, bro. It looked like he was bringing it off the edge with a lot of energy. But I saw the Jackson combo on the inside, nephew and the young boy Jackson. I'm like, okay, we got a double Jackson thing on the inside. But, bro, they were heat-seeking missiles out of there.
Yeah, and then for the folks, you know, Zane Zandier had number zero, but it's a new number zero. And that's Antonio Clary. And people are going to realize he's put on some size. And he's been impressing me this spring with just his overall football IQ and how he's adapting into this defense. So sometimes we give a three safety look, but a lot of times I like to call it, hey, man, you just got the best DB on the field. And if he's happened to be a safety, it's a three safety look. But if he's the corner, it's like a nickel look. So, yeah, man, those guys been flying around. And that linebacker core has definitely been a problem.
Yeah, well, one of the things that we know about Antonio Clary is he gonna bring that hat.
Yeah,
you know, he's ducking no wreck out there, and he is all about bringing that wood and wearing number zero. Now, I guess he the official eraser out that piece. I mean, you know, I haven't spoken to him on why he has zero, but if my estimation, he like, look, I'm erasing everything. I'm leaving everything at ground zero. So wait, we just call him ground zero this year. How about that?
Call him ground zero. And, you know, we talked about Clary. Cohen King's in the same boat of a guy that could come up and thump. So it's all about those guys showing that they could cover. We know Anthony Johnson could cover. But a guy that surprised me that they may want to look for, when you see 11 playing corner, pay attention. I know Cypress is a guy that's gotten burned last year as well. But when they see number 11 playing defense, just check him out. I've been impressed by him. And that's Simpkins. I've been impressed by him.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's the need. They have to get some depth, you know, at the corner position, bro. You know how corners go down, bro. It's a hard game when you're out there on that island, bro. You know, you're out there fishing on your own, you know, feast or famine. If I don't catch a fish, I don't eat, you know. And look, it's real lonely out there, camp. So depth, we can't be short on depth. So whether it's Cypress, whether it's Simpkins, any other corners that stand out, but we know what AJ gonna bring every week. He bringing what he need to do. So who else besides Cypress, besides Simpkins, that the fans might, you know, should be on the lookout for?
Man, that's a good question. I mean, I would say this. First thing I want to say is the first thing the coaches on defense did is sat guys from the secondary down and got them to understand the mindset of being a defensive back. You got to be confident. You can't lose your confidence. And you can, and we noticed this watching film last year, the predecessors showed that they would lose the confidence. Their poker faces were bad. Like, you could be struggling, but you always have to be confident. A guy like Juan Thornhill, he was always confident. But I would love to see, like, the Elijah Gaines and Jalen Baker, just see them really step out their shell, because it's like a breath of fresh air because it's a new staff. So it's new expectations, new communications, new techniques, and coaching to what they do best. I've seen that with these coaches. They coach to what each player does best. and then they hold them accountable, and collectively as a group, man, they're getting better. And I know a lot of people don't know how to read me because I'm always feel like we're getting better. But I mean, you know, hanging with Cove, you got to, what do you, would you say? Keep it eight past 92. So, yeah, man. And we got a group that's going to test you. You know, our group of receivers, they ain't going to hold no punches. Ooh. So what you see is what you get.
Mm, before we segue into the monsters on the monsters on the offensive side, talk real quick about that the big uglies up front on the D-line.
The juggernaut. Carter is a problem. Famui is in shape. He's not coming off of COVID and we talked about this, where he, you know, it was an uphill battle because of the, you know, personal stuff, but he's in shape. He's playing. We said what Chico could do. He's balling. Perry. Sean Perry, like seeing him on the edge, like those guys up front getting out of it. You know what I'm saying? So that's leaving one of the coaches we admire a lot, probably leaving him up at night right now in the spring, because them boys on that defensive front, they hunt.
Yeah, well, and we're gonna need depth. So we need more guys to step into the mold, bro. I mean, you know, it's, look, if you want to stand on the shoulders of greatness, the things that are laid out there for you, you got to go get it first. You got to go chase greatness with relentless pursuit, as I like to say. Yo, so let's flip it. Let's talk about those monsters on the offensive side, bro. You know, it all starts with that trigger man.
Yep. Starts with Brendan Armstrong, his ability to grasp the new offense. And the thing about Brendan this year is understanding conceptually what they want out of him with each play. Understanding you have playmakers, take what the defense give you. Don't get greedy. He had a lot of success with big shots. But this year, the scheme is different. You may see him under center. You may see him not throw the ball 4 or 5 straight plays. You're going to see a lot of Mike Hollins and a lot of Mike Hollins. I'm telling you.
Well, I love when I read an article that he was just like, look, I might get 5 or 10 carries in a 2-3 game stretch. I'm getting 30 carries in a practice.
Practice.
So that tells me right there, they real serious. And I saw, you know, in that same scrimmage, bro, they were running that ball up in there. If they got hit in the backfield, they line it up and run it again. Him and Faustin, I think from a depth perspective, though, it concerns.
Yes, definitely. And you know, we know Ronnie Walker is out the rest of spring. Should be available for fall, hopefully. What is it? I think Perry has been getting some run, but it's basically been two backs. Mm-hmm. And you talked about it. Amon Folston, who looks like his body's changed. He's a whole lot bigger. And then you got Mike Hollins, a guy that had to really relearn the position in the sense of being a true back. Because the old regime was requiring our backs to be pass pro guys and guys that catch out the backfield and occasionally, you know, get the rock. They never really got in the groove like they wanted to. Now you got the polar opposite. We want you to tote the rock. Oh, and by the way, you may have to go catch some passes too. So it's getting in that game shape as far as running the football consistently. And with the injury to Ronnie Walker, it's like a blessing in disguise for a guy like Mike Hollins to get in that game shape of callousing his body to have those consecutive carries. Getting back to what we saw with the Tiki Barbers, the Thomas Jones, the Terry Curry's, and Antonio Rice, all those guys that came before Antoine Womack, the list goes on and on. Getting back to that student body, left student body, right type of mentality. Because even though we're still being the gun, the mentality is old school as far as getting low and nasty.
Yeah, no doubt. And bro, you know, you can't do nothing without the boys up front though. You know, real talk. And I know, you know, the guys now are trying to build continuity. It's different for them. You know, it is more of a physical, you know, go getting off the ball. Depth is an issue right now. We're expecting some grad transfers in the fall. So I think, you know, Coach 2J is coaching the boys up. You know, it's a different mentality. I'm really excited to see that. And that's going to be the difference right there. And that's going to make a break that offense. But we would be remiss if we didn't talk about, you know, the monsters out there on the edge. Can we speak? Well, hey, Lavelle Davis, Malachi Fields, Keaton Thompson, Dontavian Wicks.
Keep going.
Who are you going to stop? Who are you going to stop with just those four? And Billy Kemp ain't even out there yet. How you going? Hey, he can't be guarded because he's too fast at the slot.
That's Bruh. Starling with the, who probably one of the fastest kids you'll see on this side of the water. I mean, got the transfer from Wisconsin who reminded me of Devontae Cross because he wearing 15. So I thought that was Devontae one time. So the thing, here's the thing that fans should get excited about, especially for folks who live in the Charlottesville area. Malachi Fields is the truth.
Absolute.
He's the truth. And he is a pleasure to see play receiver. Because I watched that kid who was at Monticello High School doing everything. The fact that he's grasped the wide receiver position and he's making a lot of noise, gotta love it.
Yeah, bro. It's going to be real ugly because, look, it's some certified gorillas out there, bro, on that offensive side of the ball, man. It's going to be a problem, man. You know, it's 6 million ways to die, choose one. You know what I mean? And it's so they're going to have to do something to stop it. And I cannot wait to see number five get out there and have an offense where he don't have to throw it 50 times. You can hand it to that monster in the backfield, a couple of monsters out there and be like, okay, well, let me throw it to them gorillas out on the outside and see how they're going to stop them. And which they won't be able to do. And it's just, it's going to help keep Brennan healthy and upright, you know? And bro, I just can't wait to see this next iteration of Virginia football. I think it's going to be an exciting brand. And man, I just really look forward to it. I really, really do.
Yeah, I'm definitely with you on that, Cub. And, you know, Coach Kitchens, just being able to really sit back, and he's very personable. He shares philosophy. And just seeing how he's integrated his offense is a good thing.
Outstanding. For Tony Covington, Ahmad Hawkins.
Oh, you know it.
And Petty Hawk. That's it for this week's edition. We look forward to catching up with you next week. And until then, we are out.